And let's go on to Mike, who has been patiently waiting from Seattle. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. My question is about hormones. I'm a chemical engineer and do the monitoring of my blood parameters for years. And looking at my hormones, I see 38 for my DHEA, which is low. Total testosterone around 512.
And that's not too bad.
That's not too bad. But free testosterone went from 5.3 down to 3.9. They're both bad. Estradiol and progesterone look okay. So my question is, you know, how to get that DHEA up? And I gather that oral ingestion of DHEA is not recommended by some. I see a lot about bioidentical hormone on your website, but and Wright's book, but the details are either I can't find them or they're missing.
Yes, and Dr. Wright, of course, is the grandfather of bioidentical hormone replacement.
I know. So, in fact, in that one book, he goes through all this stuff on women and says, I don't remember the title of the book for the stuff for men. I have to admit I didn't get that other book.
Yeah, he is our guru. And now, with the DHEA, what Dr. Wright recommends is not taking it orally because...
Yeah, I gather that.
It tends to go right through you, basically. Your liver breaks it down, and you miss the DHEA actually being exposed to the receptor sites.
The compounded route is the way to go, I gather. Is that right?
Yeah. We often combine testosterone with the DHEA to help, you know, absorb the androgens properly, and they work together. And the DHEA, we typically shoot for getting that over 300 to 400.
You know, there's a LifeFlow DHEA over the counter, you know, non-prescription, and I got some, and I did a little bit of it, you know, just before a test, and my DHEA went up to, 342, which just surprised the bejabbers out of me.
Yeah.
And I didn't use it anymore, but, I don't know exactly what was in this cream.
And that would probably be marked high on the blood work, but it's not optimal. You know, like I say.
I've got in here optimal range 300 to 500.
Right, exactly.
I don't remember where I got that, but.
Yeah.
So
now,
I try and follow my blood parameters across the board and, you know, keep them in the better range, not the normal range.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got a total testosterone of 512, but your free testosterone is quite low on the blood work, that usually means that your sex hormone binding globulin is pretty high.
Yeah, and you mentioned that T builder.
T builder.
Are those ingredients something that would help increase my free by doing something to the sex hormone binding globulin or what?
I don't know of it affecting the sex hormone binding globulin. Do you have a number on that on your blood test?
I had that measured a couple times, but I don't see my number. I'm not that organized.
Okay.
It was probably too high, my sex hormone.
Now, depending on your age, you know, if you're over 50.
I'm 81, so I'm out there.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. And yeah, sometimes it's harder to make your body make more testosterone on its own. It might jump up using that product, but it's hard to get enough that, you know, you really feel without getting on a compounding cream.
Yeah, you know, my progesterone was zero back in about 2011. And so I've been using progesterone cream. Ah. And one time I called in to Dr. Wright and asked him, because when you look at the steroid pathway, I think there's an arrow that goes from progesterone over to the right-hand side to the testosterone, because I think my total testosterone seems awfully high for my age.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I wasn't getting some testosterone made from the progesterone, and Dr. Wright said probably.
That could be, yeah. Now, a lot of the progesterone goes downstream into adrenal function, you know, cortisone, cortisol, those things.
Yeah, I haven't measured that for a long time.
Yeah.
And I want to watch it. I think my estradiol goes up. I see one number here that's like 33.
Right. The older we get, the more likely our testosterone turns into estradiol or estrogen. So, and estrogen isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can protect your bones and helps with erectile function and all kinds of
things. Yeah, I noticed in women, it just goes, at least from what I've read, just goes really down after menopause.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, so any,
is this
any
the sort
one
of question
our,
that
any,
you
any,
get? I went on your programs to look for this discussion, and maybe I didn't do the search correctly, but I don't remember ever. I listen, for years, and don't hear this discussed, this topic, for males.
Well, if you look at Dr. Wright's book. He's got a book out, Stay Young and Sexy with Bioidentical.
I better get it.
It really is a good book. It's got all the information
you
ever want.
Poking me there a little.
But he hates the title of that book, by the way, but it really does have everything you'd ever want to know.
Oh, yeah,
the
one on
male
the one on women is something about, well, I think it's mostly women, but it's sexy, or I remember what it is, and I think he's commented that the publisher made that title.
Right. But yeah, any one of our doctors, Mike, can help us. You know, we're all well trained in this.
Yeah, I understand.
And of course, we have Dr. Wright at our disposal, so we can always ask him if we get stumped. But we've been doing this for years, and I think we're pretty good at it. So,
is that just what I should do? Is have you guys figure out a compounded approach for the DHEA, and then give me some advice on up in my free tea and go with that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we can help you with that. Sounds like you already know a lot.
By the way, on this Dale Bredesen thing, I read his article in October of 2014. Been on his protocol ever since. Got his book, great book. He's got a table in there on what blood test to do for the important parameters.
He lays it out really, really well.
Yeah,
I'm a
faculty member and I'm retired, but I review a lot of papers and things, and that book is very well written.
Good. Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, I want to get
bye.
One more caller before we have to hang up. All right.